President Trump signed a plan this weekend capping the number of refugees allowed in the United States next year at 18,000. That's down from the current limit of 30,000, and it's an historic low for the resettlement program. WHYY's Laura Binshoff reports on what's driving the limits and the people who have been arriving in Pennsylvania in recent years.
In August, Bohdan Krevsky moved to Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia, from the city of Lutsk, Ukraine. The 23-year-old evangelical Christian wasn't fleeing war or famine, but hostility towards his religious beliefs.
It's called post-Soviet syndrome, and there are still people who don't like our church, and their kids and grandkids have the same mentality.
That shows up as bullying in school, having a harder time finding a job, or even crackdowns on churches in some areas of the country. As the Trump administration has reduced arrivals from parts of the Middle East and Africa, Ukrainians are now one of the largest country groups arriving in the U.S. as refugees. Krevsky says what he likes about this country is that religious differences are protected by law.
Because when you come to the U.S., there's a law. There is no discrimination if you belong to a different religion.
President Trump has made a number of changes to U.S. refugee policy over the last 3 years. In 2017, for example, his administration added vetting procedures for refugees from 11 countries deemed to be high risk, including most of the countries blocked by the initial travel ban. As a result, refugee arrivals from places like Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen plummeted. Where people come from is one change. How many is another. Mark Unger is regional director with Bethany Christian Services, which resettles refugees in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
President Obama, his last year, there was 100,000 people coming in, and then immediately that was cut in half, and now it's now down to 30,000.
The White House has sweeping powers to expand or contract refugee arrivals by setting an annual cap. In 2020, that number will be 18,000 people, the lowest cap since the modern refugee resettlement program began in 1980. Prior to that, refugees came on a more ad hoc basis, an arrangement that grew from the mass displacement following World War II and the shame some Americans felt turning away Jews who'd been fleeing the Nazis. For supporters of refugees like Unger, the recent and dramatic cutbacks are a devastating reversal.
When you think of the number of people, displaced people in the world today, to think that we would turn our back and not respond to that need just doesn't sound like the United States that I know.
Supporters of Trump's immigration policies say they reflect just where the country should be heading. Roy Beck is director of a think tank that advocates for lower levels of immigration called Numbers USA.
I mean, certainly the numbers have come down, and we like that. But I'm not sure that the criteria being used for who get those a small number of refugee slots has been worked out that carefully yet.
Beck says only people fleeing imminent danger should be admitted into the U.S. refugee resettlement program. But from the point of view of American military leaders, the program isn't just about saving lives. It's also a strategic foreign policy, a way to convince people in countries where the U.S. has military operations to help efforts on the ground. Rezwan Natik and his family arrived in Philadelphia from Afghanistan earlier this year. He'd been working for the U.S. government, training Afghan bureaucrats at the Ministry of Justice. There, he survived three attacks by the Taliban, including one just after he arrived for work one morning.
When I left the security area, the explosion happened behind me. Four of the American guards were killed, so that was a mess.
It's so dangerous to work for the U.S. government in Iraq and Afghanistan that there's a special refugee channel for these allies. Some spots in next year's refugee quota are reserved for them. Natik told almost no one about his job working for the Americans and instead pretended to run a nonprofit organization trying to bring more educational opportunities to rural areas. He says he applied to become a refugee in the U.S. with a heavy heart.
I didn't want, honestly, my wife to be a widowed woman and my child to be orphans.
He says he wishes he could have stayed in Afghanistan to help rebuild his country, but it's just not safe. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.